This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
What will Brad Treliving do on Monday? What should he do? Sure would be a lot easier if we knew what team we would see in the final 20. Good evening and welcome to Flames Unfiltered, episode number 43, recorded on January 23rd, 2020, a Sunday evening, the eve of NHL trade deadline. And that's a day, I don't know, I get so pumped for. Usually it's in front of the computer, and it's a go day all day. Tomorrow will be a little bit different for me as I'm going to be in an airplane for most of NHL trade deadline, which is going to drive me absolutely bonkers. A little work slash hockey trip that'll bring me to the state of Minnesota to see the Wild play on Tuesday night against Columbus. That should be an interesting matchup as Columbus fights for their playoff lives, and we'll get to see if there's any players left on the Minnesota Wild. I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. Always fun to go to NHL games, and that should be another good matchup. Today, what are we going to talk about on the show today? Well, you know, just like that, we're out of the playoffs again. We lost to the Bruins, and bam, we're on the outside looking in. Then, a lackluster, low emotion, but important 2 points gained in Detroit. Mission accomplished. We're back in a playoff spot. At least for the minute, we're back in the playoff spot. It's crazy how in this Pacific Division, if you win, you seem like you go nowhere. But if you lose, you dive down in the standings very, very quickly. This league's not forgiving. And this division hasn't been real forgiving this year. So good hockey teams in this division. We're not used to saying that. And that's created some turmoil for Calgary this year, and these final 20 games are really where it's going to boil down and see what's going to happen with this team. Is this team going to surprise us, or is this team going to putter down the end of the last 20 and leave us heartbroken and disappointed and not make a playoff spot? You know, on the next episode of this show, which will drop this Thursday, we're going to be able to recap the entire NHL trade deadline. We're going to evaluate how Brad Treliving did, his success, and I guess what we think is his success on NHL trade deadline. But only time will tell, because remember, sometimes the best move is no move. Today on the episode, we're going to recap that Boston loss and a win in Detroit. Then we'll answer the question, what should Brad Treliving do on Monday? And then we'll break down the final 20 games, which sure seems like a hell of a lot more important this year than the final 20 last year, that's for sure. Then we'll go over some Flames news, Harvey's doghouse, and an interesting Facebook poll I ran today. And then we will preview a trio of road games, a critical road trip that Calgary needs to get points, because we need to get in the playoffs, right, Flames fans?
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, 2 games to recap here tonight. We'll do it quickly on the show so we can talk some deadline and then talk about what's left on the schedule this year. First one on the recap, Friday night in Calgary at the Scotiabank Saddledome, the Boston Bruins, probably, arguably, the best team in the National Hockey League, comes to town, and boy, did we get off gangbusters. A crazy fast start. The first period was out of this world as Six goals were scored. We were tied 3-3 after one. Got right away. 20 seconds in, Michael Backlund gets his 11th. 1-0 Flames. 2 minutes later, 2 minutes and 14 seconds later, Backlund again, his second of the night, 12th of the year, 2-0 Flames, and Halak was spinning, man. He was spinning. And then Bergeron gets one at the 2:58 mark, just 24 seconds after Backlund goes up 2-0, it's 2-1. Then Johnny Gaudreau, just 30 seconds later, scores his 15th of the year, and it's 3-1 Calgary, and it's like, we're 3:23 in, and it's 3-1. 2-point lead. Calgary should hold this, right, guys? They should hold this. Bergeron gets another one, his 29th at the 6:12 mark. And Charlie Coyle, who, golly, this guy's been good since he came to Boston. Wow, he gets his 15th of the year at the 12:20 mark, and we're sitting 3-3. And I think both coaches were going, what the hell is going on? Both goalies were going, what the hell is going on? And then it slowed up. Both teams started to be a little bit more responsible, slow the game down a little bit. In the second period, we definitely saw that, as only one goal was scored, and that was just scored 52 seconds in. Brad Marchand on an unbelievable tip past Talbot. Honestly, can't believe both goalies survived this first period. No points after the 52-second mark of the second. It was 4-3 at that point, and it stays 4-3. In, you know, really an entertaining game, I thought. Final shots were 23-21 Calgary. I was upset we didn't get a point, especially when we had a two-goal lead, but wasn't like freaking out. And the simple reason I wasn't freaking out is because I didn't think Calgary was bad. We played with one of the top teams in the league. We really did. And although we didn't get points, I didn't feel like it was like a bad effort or a complete failure. I wouldn't pin it completely on Talbot, but wasn't really happy with his play. I was a little bit disappointed in some of the lackluster passing we saw in the first period. Once it got going, run and gun, which is fine to a point, but I don't know if Boston's a team you want to go run and gun with, is it? But, you know, all in all, not a bad matchup. And then Sunday night came tonight. And going into this game in Detroit, the first game on a 5-game road trip, the longest road trip of the year, takes us all the way out to Boston, down all the way to Florida and back up. And, you know, this game scared the hell out of me. And the reason it scared the hell out of me is because now we're talking Detroit. This is supposed to be a gimme, right? But look at how Calgary's been against bad teams this year. Not very good. Well, on the eve of NHL trade deadline, and everybody in Calgary is asking, well, should Brad do something to go for it, or should this team stay as they are, or, golly, should we try to get something back for two pending UFA defensemen? I don't know. I wish we could look into a crystal ball and see what the final 20 will give us. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but this game scared me. Green and Athanasiou were at the CU. Healthy scratches tonight as deadline looms, which I guess didn't really surprise me because I think those guys will both be on the move in Detroit. Gaudreau got the game going at the 6:46 mark. Calgary goes up 1-0 on a blast. Slap shot from Gaudreau right up in the upper corner. Monahan, just a couple minutes later, makes it 2-0 on a nifty little caught up in his pants, fire a rebound in. 2-0 Calgary. Dylan Larkin scores late in the first to make it 2-1 and a pretty good play to beat Riddick. I thought Riddick played decent tonight. I thought he made a couple really big saves. And a pretty good night for David Riddick. I was pretty happy with it. Andrew Mangiapane gives the Flames a 2-goal lead in the second on a really nice goal with just 9 seconds to go in that second period. Flames lead 3-1. Dylan Larkin at the 18-minute mark draws Detroit within 1-3-2. Calgary leads with 2 minutes to go in the game. That one was with an extra attacker. And then Andrew Mangiapane gets his second of the night. as 12 seconds remain on the clock and Calgary gets out of Detroit. The game that scared the hell out of me with 2 points with a 4-2 win. Mangiapane with 2 goals. I thought we were pretty good in the first. I thought we were pretty bad in the second and kind of so-so in the third. Game really lacked emotion. Boy, did it lack emotion. And I mean, I don't know how you get emotion when you're Detroit. I mean, you got guys sitting because they're going to get moved tomorrow. You're mathematically eliminated from a playoff spot before NHL trade deadline, which I don't know the exact time that that has happened in recent history, but it's been a long, long time. And just not a good thing in Detroit. You lack of fans, just lack of emotion in the building. And it just wasn't a night in Detroit that brought out a lot of emotion from, quite honestly, either team, to be honest with you. But Calgary survives 2 points out of Detroit, and they head on to Boston.
Inside Edge Hockey News is your source for top-notch NHL podcasts, news, and rankings. Check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
All right, we're on the eve of the NHL trade deadline. And what do we do tomorrow? What happens in Calgary tomorrow? What should they do on this crazy Monday? Well, I'm going to give you my 2 cents here. I think Brad Treliving works his ass off for this team. I like him a lot. I've liked his move with the exception of the Lucic deal. I'm going to give him a pass on the James Neal deal because that had everything that looked pretty good. And, you know, sometimes hockey deals just don't work out. And that was one of them that I wouldn't really totally pin on him as, you know, it being completely his fault. Now that I'm done defending him, I honestly believe that he always is trying to improve this team. But this is a real difficult year because there's so much in the air. What's going to happen in the final 20? What has this team showed us this year? They've showed us that they're inconsistent. They showed us that their top stars can't produce on a consistent basis. And you know what? How many hockey teams have successful seasons when their superstars don't produce? Not very many. So what do you do if you're Brad Treliving? Do you reward an inconsistent team with a key rental and give up some of your future for it? I don't think so. Do you make a strong hockey trade? Well, maybe, but that's not always the easiest thing to do. There's a couple guys in Minnesota that I'd really like to see the Flames go after, but the asking price is going to be high. There's a guy in Toronto that I would really like to see them go after, but the asking price is high. Is it worth it? Is this the year you want to do that? And I kind of answered it on the last episode. I don't know if it is. I truly believe that this is a year you play out the course. You let this core, you go into the locker room, you tell this core, hey, we've had you here a lot of years. That shows we have confidence in you. Last year was not the way we wanted to turn out. Prove to me that was a 1 year mistake and a one and out. Show us it in the final 20. You can be the superstars that you are and show us that you can take us somewhere in the playoffs. Because if not, we're going to break up the core. Throw this into their lap. There's no reason to go trade a Valimaki or trade a Dubé or trade prospects to try to salvage and save one more kick at the can with this core. This is the same core you had last year that you thought was the real deal to take you to the Stanley Cup. Things can't change that month in 12, can't change that much in just 12 months. Johnny Gaudreau can't become this horrible in just 12 months. Sean Monahan can't struggle this much in just 12 months. Throw this in their lap. Should Brad Treliving go out and add a depth defenseman to help us through these injuries? Probably. This is the route I would take myself if I was sitting in his shoes tomorrow. Because can you ever have enough defensemen? And God help us, we make the playoffs, but can you ever have enough defensemen? I don't think so. I've heard Brian Burke talk about it many times, that once the playoffs start, you're going to need every defenseman on board. Injuries happen. Things happen. You need defense. So I'd really like to, you know, as much as I laughed him and made fun of him last year on the Fattenberg deal, I'd love that deal again. Fattenberg was great for us. But quite honestly, Flames fans, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what will happen tomorrow. I would love to tell you that I have an idea or a clue on which way Treliving's leaning. Early in the week, I got the feeling that he wasn't going to do anything. Later in the week, I got the feeling that he was going to try to do some things. Kind of got a feeling from Jeff Ward's comments that if he didn't do anything, he was sending a message to the team that, you know, maybe wasn't the most positive message. Do they deserve the most positive message? I don't think so. I do know one thing. I sure as hell hope that whatever decision he makes and whatever trades he makes, he doesn't give up the future for this season. I don't have a good gut feeling. And I know everybody says, Jill, just get in and see what happens. And you know what? We could win the Stanley Cup this year. We really could, because you just don't know once you get in. But it scares me right now to lay down the cards on the future when we've been so inconsistent thus far.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
The final 20 games. That's what lies ahead. Well, actually 19, but 20 sounds better. So we're going to 19 it is, but the final 20. Well, like final 20 consists of 8 road games, 11 home. Normally I'd be like, yes, that sounds great. Not so much this year. We have a Florida road trip, which we are currently on as a Tuesday night, Calgary will play in Boston, Thursday in Nashville, Saturday afternoon in Tampa, Sunday afternoon in Florida. The other road trip of the year comes the 16th of March when Calgary goes to the Rangers on Monday night, the Islanders on a Tuesday night, and the Devils on a Thursday night. And there's just one more game against Vancouver late in the March, and that's it for road trips. Well, we've been pretty good on road trips, so we need to make hay on these road trips. At home, we have a streak of 5 in a row. At home, that'll be right after this Florida road trip. Columbus, Arizona, Vegas, New York Islanders, and Winnipeg come to town. And then after we go back from New York, we got Tampa, San Jose, and Anaheim at home. And then we end the year after Vancouver with a Winnipeg, Vegas, Edmonton. Some scary games that lie ahead, because I think there's some. Scares the hell out of me to see Boston one more time, and that comes just 2 nights from now on Tuesday night in Boston. Scares me that we have Tampa twice. We have Vegas twice, which actually can be a good thing, but not so much since our record against Vegas is horrendous. And 2 against Winnipeg. And why would I write 2 against Winnipeg? Scare me so much. Well, the reason the 2 against Winnipeg scare me so much is it because Winnipeg is fighting for their lives in a playoff spot after a loss today to Buffalo. They're fighting for their lives just 1 point behind where the Flames are right now. Now, what games on the schedule make me feel okay? Well, there's a game against Arizona at home. I feel like Arizona's going to fade. Now, that's critical because we're just tied with them right in the standings now. And maybe that's ballsy of me to say that, well, Arizona's going to fade. When they're probably looking at us going, well, we don't need to worry about Calgary. Look at their final 20. Anaheim at home. I feel like that one will be okay because Anaheim's so beaten down this year. Then we have a Battle of Alberta we end the season with. And why would I put that? Well, it's in Edmonton. And if we're still in the hunt, I feel good about this game. Because it's going to be a gong show if it means something. Now we have 2 back-to-backs, both of them on the road. One on the Florida part and one in the New York part. I don't really like that, but that is what it is. I'm not going to lie to you, Flames fans. These final 20 games kind of scare the hell out of me. this road trip, and I said it about the last road trip, how critical it is. I sound like a broken record, but it is. We have four. We just got two on this. We got a five-game road trip here. We got 2 points. How many more can we get when we got Boston, A in Boston, at Nashville, which Nashville's fighting for their playoff lives, 2 points behind where Calgary's at now. Then we're in Tampa and in Florida. And Florida's fighting for a playoff spot, and Tampa Bay's 8-2-0 in their last 10. So holy cats, that's not going to be easy. How many points do we need to get out of that? Well, probably need to get four more for sure, get six out of the 10 on the road trip. Probably going to get 4 points out of the road trip. So where does this all shake out in the end? Well, I sat down and I thought about it pretty hard. Based off what I've seen this year, I think Calgary will get 18 more points out of their 19 final games, which will give the Flames 88 points this year. And sadly, Flames fans, you tell me where that gets you. Probably doesn't get you a playoff spot. Well, most of you are like, well, damn it, you're supposed to be a Flames fan. Why do you say that? Well, I'm being realistic on what I've seen this year. Now, all of this can change. Good goaltending, star scoring, depth production, healthy D, and we're in for sure. Three of those four, and we're in for sure. Two of those four, we're out. One of those four, we're sure as hell out, and if we don't get any of them, we're screwed. This road trip means a lot. This road trip can make or break it. And let's just hope good moves happen on deadline, smart moves, and a good solid road trip to start this off right. Prove me wrong, Flames.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, let's take a little bit of look at some Flames news. Flames are 14-4-1 in the last 19 road games. That's crazy that we're that good on the road, but we are. We got goaltending that's good on the road, and we've been getting timely scoring on the road. Austin Zarnik continues his success in Stockton of the American Hockey League. He might just be that right winger that we need for a stretch run. Can he carry that scoring over into the National Hockey League? Kind of did right before his injury, and we haven't given him a shot since, which really surprises me. Sam Bennett has found himself making a difference as center the past few games. Will this continue? Well, it'll be interesting to see if Sam Bennett continues as a Flame after trade deadline. But I like Sam Bennett, and I've always been a proponent of his, and I'd like to see him stay at center because that is where he has been most deadly this season. Mark Giordano continues to skate daily and is improving drastically. Could we see him in game action on this road trip? All signs look like we probably will when we get down to Florida. Harvey's Doghouse, and this is one we do on every Sunday night's show, and I'm going to take it easy this week. I thought about not even doing one, but I will. You know what? I'm going to throw it onto the goalies this week. Riddick and Talbot, and here's why I'm doing that. And although Riddick was decent tonight, I thought he was really good in Detroit. And I thought Talbot was okay against Boston, maybe would want one or two of the four back, but wasn't outrageously bad or anything. He actually made a couple big saves later in the first period. I think it's time that our goalies get back to that early season form. It's time. They need to steal a game or two on this critical road trip. I feel like confidence has been an issue with both of them as of late, especially Riddick at home. If Riddick is going to prove himself once and for all as a full-time quality starter in the National Hockey League, is there a better time than right now on this road trip to do it? I don't think so. I have to believe that Ward is going to give him all the opportunity to do this. Riddick started off the year showing us all that he was a starter in the National Hockey League, and he's faltered. And honestly, ever since the stick flip, he hasn't been the same. He needs to get his form back. He needs to get his confidence back. He needs to put all that in the past, make some big saves, steal some games, and help this team solidify a playoff spot. Fan question. Facebook poll did it today on one of my great friends' Facebook groups for the Calgary Flames called Flames Hub. You need to go on there, join that Facebook group. Great Flames fans talking Flames hockey. I'm always on there talking with all of the members of that great group. The question this week, what position are the Flames most likely to add on Monday's NHL trade deadline? I gave five different ones: a depth defenseman, a top end defenseman, a right winger, a goalie, or nobody at all. Well, in last place, 1% of the answering, which I had a great response again, 1% said that the Flames would go out and get a goalie. I agree. They're not going to get a goalie. Just put that on there as a filler. 2% said a top-end defenseman. I would say that's highly unlikely. So I definitely agree there. Just 7% said a depth defenseman. Now that's where I would argue differently. I would say that's the most likely spot. Right winger got 35%. I think a lot of Flames fans would like to see that. I just think the asking price is too high. And I sure don't want them to go out and get a rental. That'll do this team no good. We don't need to give up assets for rentals. 54% of the polled thought that Treliving would do nothing. And you know what? You're probably going to be right. I just don't know how many deals there are out there to be had. But I can't help my gut. My gut tells me that it's depth defenseman we're going to get. I just feel like it's a depth defenseman. We'll see. I look forward to NHL trade deadline. It's a fun time of year, and we'll see what Flames management can do for all of us Flames fans tomorrow.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
Only one game to preview. Tuesday night, Calgary heads into Boston. Calgary currently sits 32-25-6, 70 points. Fourth in the Pacific. They hold a wild card spot as we speak at the moment. Boston sits 39-12-12, 90 points. First in the Atlantic Division, one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League. Calgary is coming off a 4-2 win tonight, Sunday night, over the Detroit Red Wings. And Boston is coming off of a surprising 9-3 thumping in Vancouver on Saturday night. And that'll not make the Boston Bruins happy at all. Doesn't make Calgary happy either. Season series last Friday night was their only matchup. Boston did win that game in Calgary 4-3. And Tuesday night's matchup in Boston is the final meeting of the season between the two teams. Well, tomorrow is the day, Flames fans. NHL trade deadline. What will happen? Most years, I kind of have an idea. I don't have a clue this year. It's a fun and it's an exciting day. I would, no matter what they do every year, I get excited and think we're going to make a big push. This one, it's all in the hands of the Flames. It really is. I think this team could shock us all and go deep. I think this team could just as easily miss the playoffs this year. Sound like a broken record? The road trips are critical. Two more points on the line Tuesday night in Boston. Thanks for tuning in. Check out Flames Unfiltered on the Hockey Podcast Network. And also check us out on flamesunfiltered.com. We will see you next Thursday. Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.